Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Healing School. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning as we continue to look in the Word of God here in the Healing School. We are looking into the Word of God, verifying the fact it is God's will for us to walk in healing. His word is true, and every one of his righteous decrees endure forever. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you for your mighty word. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God and above you there is none else. Thank you, Father, that your word is already anointed. And Father, I ask and thank you that your anointing rests upon me, that I might speak forth your word with a boldness and an accuracy. And we do bind the enemy from interfering in any way from the word going forth or from the word being received. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare it so. Amen and amen. Again, welcome to the Healing School. We're always excited about the Word, and we're going to read our foundational scripture here, coming from Isaiah 53, 4, and 5, and 1 Peter 2 and 24. Surely he has borne, this is Isaiah 53, 4 through 5, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's the word of the living God. With the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And then over in the New Testament, 1 Peter 2 and 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body, talking about Jesus here, on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye, you and I, were healed. That's the word of the living God from Old Testament to New Testament. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is God's will for us to walk in the divine health of God. We do know, Jesus told us over in John, the Gospel of John 10:10, the thief. See, it is the thief. It is not God trying to teach us something. The thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That is powerful. See, when we look at in our Bibles, my Bible has the words of Jesus in red. This is written in red, John 10:10. He's telling us point blank who causes sickness and disease. And in our past lessons, we learned in the beginning lessons here that Adam, when God made Adam and Eve, there was no sickness and disease in the earth at that time. But Adam disobeyed God, and that was the point where Adam died spiritually, and sickness and disease and corruption in the earth was cursed. The earth was cursed. And so all of the sickness and disease, abnormalities, infirmities, all of those things fall under the curse. But guess what? We just read two verifying scriptures, and there are many more. We just read that Jesus took upon him the sicknesses and the diseases, all of the corruption and so forth. He took it, all the abnormalities. Jesus took it. Hallelujah. He took sickness and disease. He took abnormality. Jesus took it. And therefore, if he took it and you received Jesus, you receive the newness of life, because Jesus took these things and he died and was buried and went to hell and hooked up on the devil, and those sicknesses and diseases were buried with him. But guess what? Jesus got up, hallelujah, free of all sickness, free of all disease. And when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that old man that was subject to sickness and disease and abnormalities died, glory to God. And we were raised, glory to God, to newness of life. We're even seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places with God. We're in Christ Jesus. We're free from sickness and disease. It was done over 2,000 years ago. But the enemy is going about seeking whom he may devour, those folk who don't know that Jesus took them, those folk who have not gotten into this word to discover that we are free. Hallelujah. However, everything, see, when Jesus, through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, when you receive Jesus, you are placed back at that state where the beginning Adam was, connected to God, free of all of the curse. He redeemed us from the curse. We are the redeemed of the Lord. The Bible says, if you receive Jesus, you are redeemed, and you ought to say so. Say it with me. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, everything that Jesus purchased for us through his death, burial, and resurrection, through his shed blood, hallelujah. See, he was that perfect sacrifice. See, before Jesus, the priest had to go in and make atonement by sacrificing an animal. But that animal wasn't a perfect sacrifice. That animal could not do the work completely. But Jesus came on the scene, thank you, Jesus, with pure blood from the Father, hallelujah. God poured himself into that earthen vessel called Jesus, hallelujah. And he went to the cross, hallelujah. Jesus went to the cross with pure blood. He had no sin in him, but he took it on for us, hallelujah. And he offered himself, hallelujah, as a sacrifice to save the world. But many, unless we preach this gospel, will go to hell because they have not received Jesus. That's your first point. In fact, let's just stop here and now. Our first point to walking in the blessings that have been bestowed upon us when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, a part of that package is divine healing. So if you are out there and you have not made, and I know there are many out there that have not made Jesus their Lord and Savior, won't you pray this prayer with me so that we can then learn some of the blessings, healing being one of them, that God has given us through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So let's just pray. Let's make Jesus our Lord. Start at the beginning, excuse me, and make Jesus our Lord. Dear God, I need a Savior. Repeat this prayer after me. I need Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord and Savior of my life. I turn from my past, and I turn to you. Hallelujah. I receive the completed work of Jesus. I receive the redemption that you purchased for me through your death, burial, and your resurrection. I receive the healing that you purchased for me through your shed blood. Thank you, Father, for saving me. I do believe that you are the Son of God and that you died for me and was raised for me that I might have abundant life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Now, if you said that prayer and you really meant it, you really meant it in your heart and you confessed it with your mouth, the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that you are now saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because that's the first point of entering into God's blessings, hallelujah, that were purchased by the shed blood of Jesus, that were purchased by his death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah. Give God some glory now. Okay, so as we get into the lesson for today, one beginning principle that I want you to jot down. Please have your notebook, your pencil, and your papers ready so you can jot down scriptures. You can jot down points, principal points that you should meditate on and scriptures that you should meditate on so that not just this morning, but other parts of the day and each day, every day in the week, you ought to go in the Word of God and learn what God has said to us concerning the blessings that came through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, everything that we receive from Jesus must be received by faith, by believing that he did complete the work, by believing that he did purchase with his shed blood our redemption. So one of the first principles in terms of this kind of faith that we're talking about, and we're talking about steadfast faith, believing that it is God's will to heal us, believing that Jesus did complete the work. So steadfast faith cannot operate in the presence of uncertainty concerning God's will to heal. That's powerful. Now, of course, you're listening to this message, but you have to make a decision. Even if you have sickness in your body, even if the doctor has given you a bad report, you have to make a decision, okay, I'm going to believe God's word. See, faith is believing before you see the manifestation. Faith is believing that, yes, God did this for me through Jesus. And so, therefore, I'm going to believe his word. There's scripture that says, submit to the word of God, resist the devil, and he will flee. You have to know that you don't have a sickness in your body because of something terrible that you did years ago, because God does not punish his children with sickness and disease. You have to believe that, you know, whatever you did in the past was not so bad that you can't come to Jesus. You have to believe that when you come to Jesus, when you make Jesus your Lord, you are free. You are free from all your past sins. In fact, when you come to Jesus and say, I need Jesus, you know, Father, I repent, I need Jesus, you know, you don't have to list everything that you did. You just need to come to Jesus and receive the completed work of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then believe that God is, and believe that he is a rewarder. In fact, let's look at that scripture over in Hebrews 11, 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him, meaning to God. And I'm reading Amplified Bible, Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he, God, is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. See, it is by faith that you receive your healing. It is by faith that you receive any of the blessings of God. It is by faith that you believe that Jesus completed the work, that Jesus redeemed us from the curse. See, it's by faith that we receive those covenant blessings. And so that steadfast faith says, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what the doctor has said. I am making a choice. I am choosing life. I'm choosing God's word. God's word said, I'm healed. Therefore, I decree and declare I am healed. There's another scripture over in Psalms 107 that says, and this is King James, he sent his word. Jesus, you know, is that word, the Gospel of John 1, 1 and 14, verse 14 actually says it. But it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is that Word that became flesh. And Jesus is that one that dwelt among us, lived for 33 years, and then took upon him the sins of the world. He was without sin, but he took our sin, the world's sin, upon him to redeem us from the curse. But again, we must receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Over in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, he says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So you can't go to God by Buddha. You can't go to God by Hare Hare Krishna. You can't go to God by the Muslim, the God that the Muslims preach. You cannot go to God by the God that the Jehovah's Witness preach. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That is the one God, hallelujah, that we must go to, and the only way to him is through Jesus, our Lord and Savior, receiving him as our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah. So God, in Psalms 107:20, says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Now, that's his word. And so you have to choose to take his word. And I say this a lot because it's the truth. I heard a minister say that he believed that if you took the word of God long enough, no, if you took enough of the word of God long enough, it will heal you. And that is the absolute truth. See, you cannot just read it or hear it one time. You've got to receive this word in your heart. You've got to believe that this word is true, and you've got to embrace that word. You've got to meditate that word. You've got to look at it, read it, meditate it. That's what the Bible said. John 10, Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess him as your Lord and Savior, if you confess, speak it out of your mouth, you would be saved. Saved, that word saved there is so, means soteria, that's in the Greek. And that word soteria means nothing lacking, nothing broken, means health, abundance, prosperity. It encompasses all of the needs that we have in this world. So Jesus came that we might have that life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That abundant life. Thank you, Jesus. So again, but we must come, when we come to God, it means coming to his word. That means getting into his word. That means embracing his word. And say, God, I know what the doctor said, but I am choosing to believe your word. I am choosing to embrace your word so that your word can be manifest in my body. And so as you stay on the word, as you continue to confess, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. There are many healing scriptures that you need to go through your Bible and find them because you need to confess them. There's a scripture that says, I shall not die but live. That's Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die but live and declare the works of Almighty God. See, when the word of God heals you, he wants you to tell somebody about it. He doesn't want you to keep it to yourself. Freely you receive, freely you give. Let somebody else know that Jesus is the healer, that that's how you overcame that sickness and disease. See, everywhere in the Bible that Jesus healed somebody, they glorified God. And see, this is what it's all about, that people can see Jesus in your life so that they'll want to know this Jesus. See, we are God's hands and feet in the earth today, and we're the ones that have to share this message. We're the ones that have to demonstrate that Jesus is Lord and that he defeated the enemy, and it's done by faith in what God has said about us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are talking a bit about this faith, and Hebrews 11:1 actually describes how this faith actually works. And it says here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, King James says it like this: now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Notice what it says. Faith, and when we say faith, faith is when you speak out the word of God from your spirit, that you have put it in there in abundance by declaring what it says. So faith is the substance. It's what your victory is made of. It's what your healing is made of. Faith in God's word. You demonstrate this faith as you speak out God's word steadfastly, as you speak out God's word, knowing that it's true. So then that faith gives substance to your healing. That faith, as you speak out God's word, as you declare God's word, as you confess God's word, you are putting it in your spirit. And let's look at it explained further in Hebrews 11:1 from the Amplified Bible. It says, now faith in God's word is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So you speak it out first, you declare it first, and you declare it first, and you declare it again, and you declare it again, and again, and again, until you speak it out with an assurance, with a steadfastness, that this is God's word, and I know it's true, so therefore my body is lining up. Let's look at this word for word here in the Amplified again. Now faith is the assurance. In other words, when you read in the Word of God that you are healed, just like it says, we read over in Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Well, that's an assurance right there. There are many scriptures. The first one I read, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. God said you're healed. God said that with the stripes of Jesus, those 39 stripes that Jesus took upon his back, hallelujah, for you and for me. So therefore he says you are healed. So you must receive God's word and resist sickness and disease that the doctor said you had. You resist it in the name of Jesus because you have assurance, because you found yourself in the Word of God. There are many healing scriptures. You need to go through the Word and pull out, write out, type out, cut and paste from one of the Bibles, the healing scriptures, and you need to read it every day. You need to look at it every day. You need to declare it every day. And as you're doing these things, you are building faith in God's word in your spirit. And then you'll speak it out. You'll say, no, devil, not here, not in this house. Go to the door, open the door, and say, get out of my house, get out of my body, get out of my children's body, my husband's body, my wife's body, whatever the case may be. Get out of here. You are not welcome here, for Jesus is Lord of this house. The blood of Jesus is pleaded over this family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you find the word in the Bible says you're healed, then you embrace that word. It's assurance. It is assurance. Hallelujah. Now, the Amplified goes on further. That word assurance means confirmation. You got, when you call somewhere and make a reservation, they give you a confirmation number. Well, Hebrews 11:1 is a confirmation number. Isaiah 53:4-5 is a confirmation number. Psalms 107:20 is a confirmation number. 1 Peter 2:24 is a confirmation number. Are you hearing me? These are confirmation numbers. This word of God is the confirmation that you are healed. Another description of this assurance is the title deed. Listen, when you pay your house off, when you pay your car off, your name goes on the title deed of the house. Your name goes on the title of the car. You receive a title with your name on it saying this property belongs to Dr. Avery. This property belongs to, this car belongs to Dr. Avery, or whatever your name might be. Well, faith is the title deed. It's a deed. When you receive Jesus, your name is written in the book. Hallelujah. Your name is on the title deed. When you receive Jesus, glory to God, your name is on the title deed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The title deed, glory to God. Glory to God. And see, when your name is on the title deed and somebody comes and tries to take it or take your house, take your car, oh, no, you're not going to let the devil come in. See, when you receive Jesus, your name is written in the book. Your name is on the title deed. So you have authority over the enemy. You have authority. You say, no devil, in the name of Jesus, whom I serve, who is my Lord and Savior, who purchased health, divine health for me, get out of my body. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. If there's some abnormality in your body or your children's body, you say, no, devil, my name is written on the title deed. Deuteronomy 30, 19 and 20 says, God has set before me life and death. He said, choose life so that I might live and my children and children's children. So don't let the devil put no sickness or disease or any abnormality on you or your children. Say, no, my name is on the title deed. And I'm covered by the blood, and my children and children's children are covered by the blood. No, and no, and no. Get out of our life, get out of our bodies in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We have the title deed. My name is written in the book. Just like God found favor in Noah, his children and children's children didn't have to do a thing, but they were covered. They were covered. They went in the ark with Noah. Noah's wife, Noah's children, and their wives. Hallelujah. See, covered. Our name is written in the book. Glory to God. And so sickness and disease have no right, no place. So you take the authority that has been given to you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you speak to the sickness, you speak to the disease, you speak to the abnormality, and say, go in the name of Jesus. 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 And it must leave your body. It must leave your children's body. It must leave your children's children's body. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. We have the title of deed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's read again, because there's more. This one verse full of divine power. This is a confirmation number of what you have in Christ Jesus and the authority that has been given to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's read that again. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of what? The thing we hope for. What is it? What's the sickness that the doctor has said that you have? So the word of God is the title deed of your freedom from that. Freedom from sin. The divine health of God flows through our body. Of the things you hope for, being the proof of things we do not see. The word of God is the proof. The word of God is the proof. The word of God is the proof. The word of God is the proof of things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God that we do not see. The word of God says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Jesus, talking about Jesus. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, for all of our sins. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. That's the proof of the things we hope for. God said we're healed. God said he sent his word and healed us and delivered us from destruction. That's proof that we are healed. Are healed. Believe him before you see it. But the word is the proof that we are healed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Being the proof of the things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. We don't see it yet. We don't feel it yet. But the word says I'm healed. So I'm going to stand right here. I'm going to declare what God says in the face of what the doctor says. I'm going to declare that I am healed. I'm going to declare that I'm free of diabetes. I'm going to declare that my A1C levels are normal. I'm going to declare that my pancreas, the islets of Langerhans, and my pancreas are functioning normally in Jesus' name. I'm going to declare that my heart functions to perfection. I'm going to declare that my kidneys function to perfection. See, you have to declare it. You have to declare it. Then it shall be. You believe it, you receive it, and it shall be established. It's saying right here, is the word of God is the proof. It's the proof. And because it's the proof, then you have conviction. See, when you see your name on the title deed of that property, hallelujah, or on the title of that car, it's the proof it belongs to you. Well, the word of God says if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, then he saved us from the curse. The Bible says over in Galatians 3:13 and 14, that curses everyone that hangs upon the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, now, and then verse 29 says, and if you be Christ, or if you're in Christ, or if you have received Jesus as your Lord, then are you Abraham's seed, and you are heirs to the promise. That is a title deed. That entitles us to it. Hallelujah. That's a confirmation number. Galatians 3:13 and 14 and verse 29. Confirmation numbers that it is so, that we are the healed, that Jesus took sickness and disease upon his body. He took the sins, our past sins, upon him. This is the title deed. And it also shows the will and testimony shows that our names are written and that we are heirs. We are heirs to this promise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 29 says, if you be Christ, or if you are in Christ Jesus, you are heirs to the promise. You are heirs to the blessing of Abraham. Glory to God. Over in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, it lists the blessings that cover every area of our lives. Hallelujah. We're blessed going in and blessed coming out. And in every area of our lives, whatever we put our hands to does prosper. Our bodies are healed, glory to God. Sickness and disease cannot dwell in our body. That's cursed. We have been redeemed from the curse. Every ugly thing that the devil would try to bring to you or your family, that is cursed. And so if you have received Jesus, you are redeemed from the curse. You're redeemed, glory to God. From the curse. Let's look on here. So see, this one verse is full of life. It's full of life. See, you got to diligently seek him. That means getting into this word, allowing the Spirit of God to give you revelation, knowledge of this word, and embrace what God has said. Embrace it because you just read it. Embrace it because it's the word of God. It's the word of the living God, and it will not return void. God says so himself. We have a confirmation number for that. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void, but shall accomplish that which he pleased and prosper in the thing whereunto he sitteth. God wills for us to walk in the divine help of God because Jesus purchased that for us. He purchased the divine help of God for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's read on. We're still reading this one verse, Hebrews 11:1. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to read it from the top again. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Now, faith, that word perceiving means you see it. You see it. You see yourself here. In fact, if you have some sickness and disease in your body now, and you have pictures of yourself before you got sick, you ought to put up one of those pictures. You ought to put up one of those pictures so that you can see yourself. See, faith, perceive. Put the picture up. Put the picture up on the wall and see yourself doing those things that you did before. See yourself moving strong and healthy. See yourself. See, faith perceives. Faith sees yourself back, restored to health. Faith sees yourself. I don't care whether you have had a leg amputated. God can restore your leg. The Word of God says Jesus went about the cities and the villages, teaching and preaching and healing the sick. And in other verses, it says, he healed the maimed, he healed the lame. He healed all manner of sickness and disease. Well, the maimed means you got some body part missing. But Jesus restored them. He grew out of leg. It's not impossible. People have had legs grown out before. People have had legs, you know, you walk with a limp because one leg is longer than the other. God will grow that other leg out so that you are not limping. God will grow out feet if your feet have been taken off. The Word of God says so. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he ever healed a maimed person before, he'll heal a maimed person today. It is not God's will that you carry about abnormalities in your body. So your name is on the deed. Your name is in the book. You've received Jesus. You are entitled to your body being made whole. You are entitled to the body part that is missing to be restored. Listen, this is not foreign. This is what has been purchased for us over 2,000 years ago, but we have not heard it taught. We have not received what the Word says. The Word says clearly that Jesus healed the maimed. He healed the lame. There are many scriptures that talk about Jesus going about healing the sick and healing the lame and healing the maimed. It uses the word maimed. He restored body parts. He restored limbs. See, and if your kidneys have gone bad on you now, just believe God to restore your kidneys or to give you new kidneys. Many people have had new kidneys put in their body by the Lord Jesus. Many people have. You don't have to wait on no kidney list. I mean, it's all right if you get one. But you don't have to wait on no list. You wait on the Lord because he will heal your kidneys or he will give you a new kidney. See, it doesn't matter how he does it, just so your kidneys function. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you, and he quickens and he makes alive your mortal body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you perceive, you see yourself with a new kidney. You see yourself functioning as you used to function, perceiving as real fact what is not yet revealed to the senses. In other words, you have to believe that your kidneys are restored before you feel like your kidneys are restored. You have to believe that God's word is true and that God will not withhold anything from you. In fact, he's not taking it away from you. He's given you healing. He's given you divine health. The enemy is trying to steal it. You have to hold up that shield of faith. That shield of faith says, by Jesus Christ, I am healed. That shield of faith says, I am the redeemed of the Lord. That shield of faith says that God said his word and he healed me. And kidney problem is a lie from the pit of hell. And I'm not going to observe a lying vanity. This abnormality that the doctor said is in my body or in my children's body is a lie from the pit of hell. I'm holding up the shield of faith that says, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. By Jesus' stripes, my child is healed. By Jesus' stripes, hallelujah. God sent his word. He healed and delivered me from destruction. He healed and delivered my children from destruction. The blood of Jesus is pleaded over this house. Hallelujah. We are redeemed from the curse. Sickness, disease, abnormalities, infirmities, calamities, and accidents are a part of the curse, and we have been redeemed from it. Lack, poverty, financial defilement, and debt is a part of the curse, and you have been redeemed from that also. See, all of the blessings of God are received by faith, and this that I'm instructing you to do in concerning healing of your body is the same principles that you must employ or apply when you are praying for other areas of your life. It's done the same way. The same principles apply. You must find it in the Word. Find it in the Word. If you can't find the name of what situation confronts you in the Word, go to Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. It says, have the God kind of faith. For whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. That's Mark 11:23. Mark 11:24 says, but things soever you desire, see, you can't find the name of whatever that is confronting you, attacking you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, see, this is releasing your faith, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. You got to believe when you pray, because you're praying to God. You got to believe that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So you're praying to God. You must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder, that he will reward you of those things that you're asking. Because Jesus already said over in the Gospel of John chapter 14, 13 and 14, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. That's what Jesus said. It's written in red in my Bible. Hallelujah. He said it twice, one right after the other, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And he says, again, I say unto you, what things soever, he said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do. Jesus said that. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, but he sent the Holy Spirit. It's his dispensation. Now, it's his dispensation, and he's waiting on you to say what God has said about the situation. So whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, there are conditions, and the condition is that when you stand praying, if you have all against any, if you're mad at somebody, if somebody has done something wrong to you, it says you must forgive. It says if you do not forgive, see, it's not a choice, it's a command. You must forgive. You got to walk in love. This kind of faith works by love. You got to walk in love. So if you have, when you stand praying, when you're praying, when you come to pray, if you have aught in your heart against any, you must forgive them so that the Father can forgive you of your trespasses. Hallelujah. See, if you do not forgive, then your Heavenly Father cannot forgive you. Hallelujah. And therefore, you are missing. You cannot appropriate. You cannot receive that healing that has already been given you. Hallelujah. So don't block your blessings. Forgive. Hallelujah. Be quick to forgive. You might have to forgive two or three times a day, four or five times a day, depending upon the situation that you're in. Just stay free of unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Immediately, I forgive him, Father. I forgive him, Father. Whatever the situation is, forgive. Hallelujah. So then, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So this kind of faith that appropriates or that pulls in, that reaches in, this kind of faith, this arm of faith that reaches in, hallelujah, up to the spirit realm and draws in your healing is based on God's word. It's based on his word. It's his word that heals. It's his word that delivers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must develop this steadfast faith by getting into his word, by believing his word. There's another scripture here where he gives us additional instructions. Now, he's already told us when we stand praying, we must forgive. So the love walk is vitally important to our receiving healing and maintaining our healing. You can't just tell so many people will come and they'll receive their healing, but then they'll go back and get in right with people. They'll go back and, hold malice against people, and then they lose their healing. That doesn't go together. Love, God is love, and he has commanded us to love, and he's commanded us to be long-suffering. Hallelujah. Forgive one another. Love one another. Hallelujah. So Proverbs, write this scripture down, Proverbs 4:20-27. It says, "My son, attend unto my word. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not from the right to the left." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "Remove thy feet from evil." That's Proverbs 4:20-27. Let's look and see how the Amplified reads this. He says, "My son, attend." Now, when he says, "Attend unto my word," pay attention is what he's saying to his word. Because there are many scriptures that declare that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus, that declare that God has healed us, that declare God's willingness to heal. And we know if he gave his own son, that we might have life. Life, that abundant life, is free of sickness and disease. Sickness and disease and abnormalities are a part of the curse which we have been redeemed from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "My son, attend to my word." He says, "Consent and submit to my saying." That's what attend means, to consent, submit. God's word says you're healed. You need to consent. That's true. I believe I received that. I receive that as mine. I submit to the fact that I am healed. Yes, the doctor said you got to die, but you consent to what God says. God says, "I shall not die but live and declare the works of God." So you need to lift your voice and say what God says in the face of what the doctor has said. He says, consent and submit. I submit to the divine health of God. I submit to the fact that Jesus took sickness and disease on his body so that I don't have to have it. I submit to that. I submit to the fact that God sent his word and he healed past tense me and delivered me from destruction. I consent to it. I submit to it. And I consent to it and submit to it. It says, "Let them not depart from your sight." In other words, I'm not going to just read it one time. I'm going to read it two or three times. There might be one particular scripture that stands out to you. You might want to put it in bold and put it up on your wall. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. You know, he says, let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. Hallelujah. So you keep saying it. You keep saying it. It's going into your heart. The Bible says our tongues is as a ready writer writing on the tablets of our heart. So you keep it going. You keep it going. You keep saying, keep saying, keep saying. Well, God says his word will accomplish that which he pleased. And we know that God pleases for you to be healed. Why do we know that? Because he said, in fact, God himself poured himself into that earthen vessel called Jesus. And he took upon him the sins of the world because he loved us so much. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed on him should not perish, should not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. God did that. That's his will right there, that you do not perish. That's his will right there, that you live free from sickness. Hallelujah. Because that's the curse. He took upon him sin and sickness and disease, everything pertaining to the curse. Jesus took it upon him. Therefore, don't allow it to stay in your body. Don't allow sickness, disease, and abnormalities to stay in your children's body. That's curse. It doesn't belong to you or them. You decree and declare that they are free from the curse. They are free from abnormalities. They are free from sickness and disease. They are free, 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 free. It cannot stay in their bodies in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. He says, let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. But these words, we're talking about these words of God, they are life to those that find them. And they are healing and health to all their flesh. Life. These words of God, these words are life to those that find. See, you got to get in this book. Find out all the healing scriptures. Get in this book, hallelujah. What I've done, I have written a whole bunch of healing scriptures, and I'm sure there are many more. But I wrote them down. I went to the BibleGateway.com. And I cut and paste all these healing scriptures. And I'm declaring them. I'm declaring them. See, there are many. It says there's many healing scriptures. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Why is that important for me? Because Jesus hasn't changed. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord, I change not. God said it in Malachi 3:6, he's the Lord, he changed not. Jesus said in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He went about healing the sick and casting out devils, healing the maimed, healing the lame. He went about healing all sickness and disease among the people. That's what he did. So here, the Bible says, we're still reading in Proverbs 4. We're at verse 22, but the word, they are life to those who find them, and health and healing to all their flesh. Divine health, glory to God, is God's will for us. Divine health, glory to God. Same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of us. He quickens and he makes alive our mortal body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He quickens and makes alive our mortal bodies. He quickens and makes alive our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 23 says, Proverbs 4, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all, you guard. For out of it flows the springs of life. In other God in your heart. Don't put what somebody has talked that happened to this so-and-so in your heart. Don't believe what the doctor says. And I'm not talking against doctors. They're doing according to their tests and so forth. But you have to understand that their tests and what they see does not supersede what God says. God's word supersedes everything. The Bible says the word is to be exalted above all else, even all his name. See, there's power in the name of Jesus, but this word of God is to be exalted even above his name. So when the doctor say you got to die, you say, no, I believe I shall live and not die and declare the word of God. That's putting up that shield of faith. You guard your heart by when you hear negative, you got to say what God says about it. You got to say the positive. You got to say what God says about it. God said his word and healed me. I'm not going to receive that. I'm going to believe God. I'm making a choice. You are the deciding factor. You are the deciding factor. You have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You make a choice. You make a choice. You make a choice. You make a choice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep and guard your heart. You have to put the word in your heart. If you don't put the word in your heart when you hear a negative report, that negative is going to come forth. Fear will come in. You have to resist fear at all costs because fear is the opposite of faith. You cannot stay in fear and stand in steadfast faith. All the fear has to go. No fear, no fear, no fear. Resist fear, reject fear. Hallelujah. And put the word in your heart. You have to renew your mind with the word. See, there's a scripture over in Romans, and let's just quickly look at that right quick and come back and finish reading this. But Romans 12. And Romans, let's look, 2 is where I want to go. Romans 12 and 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The Amplified says it like this, do not be conformed to this world, this age. You know, don't take the bad report. Fashioned after and adopted to its external and superficial customs, but be transformed, be changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude. See, your attitude is God's word is so. I don't care what I see here, Bill. So that Why do you have to renew your mind? So that you may prove, see, for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. What's good and perfect and acceptable in God's sight for you? Is that you're healed? Because he himself took your infirmities. He wants to see you healed. He doesn't want to see you sick. He wants to see abnormalities removed. He doesn't want to see abnormalities in you or your children. So you have to take this word, renew your mind with his word, then declare that you are free. Because it is the title deed. It is the confirmation number. Hallelujah. I love this, not just for whatever's good and perfect in his sight for you and for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it is good and perfect. Healing is what he sees in you and in your children, and in your children's children. Hallelujah. So back to Proverbs 4. This is why you need to keep this word before your eyes, so you can prove God's word so that people can see God's word is true. Hallelujah. So you can be a testimony, so you can give a testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that, you guard. For out of it flows the springs of life. Put away from you false and dishonest speech. See, when you speak against God, when you declare what the doctor says and instead of declaring what God says, speaking against God. So you want to say what God says in the face of what the doctor says. In fact, to say what the doctor says, God calls it a perverse mouth and dishonest speech, because you're actually calling God a lie. He says you're healed. And if you say, well, no, the doctor said this because of the test, those tests are a lying vanity. They are not the word of God. The word of God is the only truth. It's the only truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So it says in verse 4, put away from you false and dishonest speech and willful and contrary talk. Put far from you. Let your eyes look right on at this word with fixed purpose, and let your gaze be straight before you. Don't look to the right or to the left. Look straight at this word of God that says you are healed. Hallelujah. Look, declare this word of God that you are healed. Look at it. Say it. Put it up in your room. Put it up in your office. Healed by the stripes of Jesus. You know, God, the word of God says, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I'll not be confounded. I won't be confused. Therefore, shall I set my face like a flint on this word, and I'll not be made ashamed. The word, if you will stand on the word, you'll not be made ashamed. Hallelujah. And then verse 26 says, consider well the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established and ordered aright. Stay tuned to the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says there are paths to the good life that God has given and ordained for us to walk in. But we have to choose the path. Choose God. Choose the way of God, the ways of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn not from the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Don't go another way. Don't go the way that the doctor said you got to go when God has said he has healed you. Hallelujah. That's the word of the living God today. Hallelujah. Take those scriptures down. Meditate on those scriptures. Declare those scriptures. Push that sickness and disease out of your body. Push that abnormality out of your body or out of your children's body or your children's children's body with the word of the living God. The word of God is alive. Hallelujah. It is that two-edged sword. Oh, glory to God. You tell the devil. Your name is on the deed. You have the deed to divine health. You have the deed to life, because your name is written in the book, and Jesus has redeemed you. He's redeemed you from sickness, disease, all abnormalities, all infirmities, all calamities, all accidents. Jesus redeemed us. Hallelujah. We are the redeemed of the Lord, and we are saying so. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Well, glory. We have come to ending time, and I just want you to embrace this word. Go back to the archives and listen to this again and again and again. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is true, and every one of his righteous decrees endure forever. Say this with me. I have heard the word of the living God. I believe the word of the living God. I receive the word of the living God. And I shall live and not die and declare the works of God. Well, glory to God. If you have questions, if you need prayer, please feel free to call in at any time and listen to the word of God, because it is life and it is health to all your flesh. Glory to God. We'll see you next time. Now, tomorrow, tune in for the power of the believer. Talk to you soon.